got State Representative Jim Ananich on the other end of our line. He represents Flint. State Representative, how are you?
Good. How you doing this morning?
Doing very well. We're going to talk about some important stuff today, but one of the most important things I know that you're involved with is the Polar Plunge. You are the co-chair of this event, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be watching on the sidelines. but tell us about the Polar Plunge.
Well, it's for the Special Olympics in Michigan, so if people are interested, you can go to www.somi.org. And basically, it's happening all across the state, but in Lansing, a number of people are going to be jumping into cold water. Well, you never know how cold it'll be in this winter, but in about 2 weeks, we'll be jumping in. 2 weeks from today, we'll be jumping into some cold water, for a good cause. So.
If people want more information, where can they go?
I go to www.somi, so Special Olympics of Michigan.org.
There are a lot of folks in the mid-Michigan area, especially in the out-county areas of Ingham County, that are concerned about police. Police patrols were cut, I believe, in 12 of the 13 out-county areas in Ingham County. This is a problem that's spread all over Michigan. We don't have enough police officers on the streets.
Yeah, no question about it.
What are you going to do about that?
Well, just recently the Attorney General, the Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the state, came out with a proposal to use $70 million of surplus money for this year and $70 million for next year to hire 1,000 police officers. And my philosophy has been and always will be, I don't particularly care what party you are or if you're not even affiliated with a party. If you have a good idea, I'm going to jump on board. I went down to Lansing to represent the people in my community, and I think it's a good idea. So his initiative for 2012, it's his number one initiative, needs legislative action, so I'm drawing up legislation right now to do exactly that. So basically, we have 1,000 officers this year and next year back in the communities with the highest crime and areas where they've lost officers, and we've lost 3,300 officers since 9/11. 1,000 gets us back in the right direction again.
Do you have any support for this in Lansing?
We'll see. I've talked to a lot of people. Spoke to the governor's office, the attorney general's office, and I think I'm hoping. This is a bipartisan issue. Safety is important for everybody. So, I'm going to keep working at it until I get what I want. So, people in Michigan.
What do you expect to hear from the governor about his report about his budget?
Well, they're keeping a pretty tight lid on it, but I think there's going to be, slight increases for education. Unfortunately, there was such deep cuts last year that, the increases won't even be enough to cover the cuts from last year. I think there'll be, hopefully some new proposals to help people get back to work. Because this is really something we've talked about a lot on here. If business owners don't feel safe, they're not going to create jobs. If students don't feel safe, they're not going to go to school and learn. And the only way to get Michigan and Genesee County and Ingham County moving again is to make a real commitment to jobs and public safety. And I'm hopeful that this budget announcement will have those two priorities in there.
We just had Professor Ballard on from Michigan State University, who is the renowned accountant economist.
Economist, yeah.
And he had mentioned that there are more than 70,000 jobs ready to be hired for here in the state, but we've got people who are untrained for them. What can we do to get people trained?
Well, some of the best training organizations we have are community colleges. And if we if we work with the community colleges across the state and other training organizations and help them get the resources they need to have start the program so they can train those people, we can get those people on those jobs. And I have jobs here in Genesee County with Diplomat Pharmacy, especially pharmacy, pharmacy techs and things like that. They're ready to hire people. They just don't have the trained workers, just like you said. So we need to put a real emphasis in that because there's jobs ready to go. We just need people. They have the skills so they can get them.
What's your take on the bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
We've never seen a bill in the House, so I'm just going to wait until I see one. There's been a lot of talk about it, but it's never came over to the House. So until I see something, it's hard for me to speculate. There's been a lot of talk. But
are you in favor or against it from what you know?
Well, I think we need a bridge. Which ones, kind of depends on which bill's in front of me. So.
We recently talked about a story in which Michigan was ranked 23rd in the nation when it came to exporting its agricultural goods. Is there anything that could be done to improve that?
Well, you know, it's very funny. I'm on the Appropriations Committee, as we've spoken about before, and I got put on Ag and Rural Development, and I'm the only Democrat. There's three Republicans, and none of us have any ag experience, but all of us have really jumped in to learning about it. And I think ag processing can be a real economic development tool for the future of Michigan. We have all the access. We have great agricultural products. We have the most diverse ag industry in the country, and we just need to be stronger. I think this is an area where urban areas can really partner with the rural community. I mean, I think Flint, Genesee County, Lansing area could really be a hub for ag processing. You know, Flint is right on the CSX and the CN rail line. We go right to all those lines go right to Halifax, which is where most of the ag production gets sent around the world. I think we need to make a real investment in that, and I think it'll pay off huge dividends for us.
All right, we've been talking with State Representative Jim Ananich from the Flint area. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate it. Have a good morning.